The Detroit Public Schools, again, is under new management. It seems like they're constantly hanging out a new sign. This week, retired federal bankruptcy judge Stephen Rhodes became the fifth person to lead the troubled school district since the year 2009. While his four predecessors were known as emergency managers, Judge Rhodes' official title is transition manager. Judge Rhodes, by the way, faces some steep challenges. He's tasked with reining in the district's $500 million deficit, that also reads as half a billion, and helping DPS reestablish either a locally elected or a locally appointed school board. Judge Rhodes is well known in Michigan for his work in very successfully leading the city of Detroit through its recent bankruptcy proceedings, but can he apply those lessons to the city schools? Another challenging task. Judge Rhodes joins me now to talk about his new charge. Judge Stephen Rhodes, welcome to Current State.
Thank you, Sue.
Pleasure to have you join us, sir. First off, why did you accept this appointment?
I accepted this appointment because I am committed to the city of Detroit and to its future and to its success. And when I confirmed the city's Chapter 9 plan of adjustment, I expressed concern about the future of the city's schools. And so I want to do what I can to launch this new Detroit school district on a path of success, and so that it can compete in the marketplace of education here in Detroit and win in that competition.
We're very thankful, especially given your experience recently with the city of Detroit. I think it gives us a lot of hope. But this is a challenging, this is a difficult situation, a $500 million deficit, deteriorating schools, teachers on various stages of walkout, sick out, however one determines that. Where do you start picking apart the pieces? Which part of the elephant do you grab first?
All at once, actually.
Okay. Let's
talk first about the financial side.
Right.
There is $515 million of debt, bond debt, vendor debt, and pension debt that the district cannot pay. And so the governor has proposed, and of course we support, legislation in the Michigan legislature that will address that challenge. And we hope that the legislature will do that very soon. Beyond that, we are about to run out of money to operate the school district yet this school year. And we need the legislature to appropriate in a supplemental appropriation about $50 million for us just to keep operations going through the end of this school year. And then you also asked about how to deal with the fact that so many of our teachers and our principals and other educators have been operating under emergency management for so long, and some of them are angry and upset and cynical about what our plans are here. And how do I break through that? And the answer is, I understand exactly why they are angry. I am here to return the management and responsibility for public education in Detroit to local control. So I think their goal is the same as mine. This can't, however, be done with the flip of a switch. There has to be a process, and I intend to manage that process with input from every constituency that is affected by public education in Detroit, which is really everyone in Detroit. And so
absolutely it is.
I will invite those who have been angry to come and join me in this transition process. And so my process will be open. It will be accessible. It will be honest. It will be responsive. That's how I ran my bankruptcy court. That's certainly how I ran the bankruptcy of the city of Detroit case. And it's who I am. And so that's how to break through that distrust and that anger that I understand why these people have.
Yeah, and certainly, and the experience over not only years but decades, Judge Rhodes, has led people to believe in that. or to not have belief in the strength and the viability of the school system. A strong school system, a strong educational foundation, it strikes me, is critical to the economic redevelopment of Detroit. Is that true?
Absolutely. Detroit cannot succeed unless public education in Detroit is successful. And I think it can be successful. I have to tell you, Sue, I've only really recently begun to focus on and discover the extraordinary challenges and sacrifices that our teachers have had to make for so many years. They are really our unsung heroes here, and they deserve our thanks and our appreciation. So the fact that they have been willing to work for so many years under these conditions and with these sacrifices has demonstrated beyond all doubt their commitment to the kids and to the city, and it's been phenomenal. I'm just so impressed with them.
Right, I can understand why people were, frankly, fairly sympathetic when teachers chose not to show up. By the way, we're talking with Judge Stephen Rhodes. He's a retired federal bankruptcy judge, best known for guiding the city of Detroit through a very successful bankruptcy procedure, and he has taken on the role as a transition manager for Detroit Public Schools. This March, really, and the month we're in currently, is a critical date. You pointed out that there is an immediate need for $50 million from the state legislature in an appropriation. Are you confident that that's going to come through?
I am, only because there is no plan B, Sue. There's no alternative to this. We simply have to get this help from the legislature. And everyone has to remember that whatever the difficulties were in the past, whatever those problems were, they weren't the fault of the kids. And we have what I've been calling a moral and a constitutional obligation to educate our kids. These obligations are statewide obligations. Everyone in the state has an obligation to every kid.
That's not disputable. I agree with you. That clearly cannot be set aside as just a possibility. Where do charter schools, Judge Rhodes, fit into this? Have they gutted part of the Detroit public school system?
I think that's a subject that's worthy of some study. But the truth is that just from a political perspective, charters are here to stay, and they are going to continue to compete and to actively compete for students here in Detroit. And so the Detroit public school system's challenge is to recognize that competition and meet that competition and win in that competition. And frankly, I believe that given the dedication of our educators, if we do get adequate resources, we can compete and we can win. It is true that because of our declining enrollment over the last several years, and therefore our declining revenues, and our increasing debt and our increasing debt service, we haven't been able to devote all of the revenues of the school system to education, and we need to change that. We need to devote every possible dollar of revenue into resources for education.
Agreed. Just a quick note. I appreciated that today. I was reading in one of the Detroit papers that Cass Tech School is again closed for the day. Can you say a word or two about that?
Yes, there was unfortunately a threat posted on a social media site, and the decision of our chief of police here and of the principal of the school was that it would be in the best interest of all concerned to close the school for today. And I decided to support that recommendation, and in the process met with teachers and parents about how we had handled that threat, and we came to the conclusion that it was necessary to review our entire threat response procedure, and I intend to do that with all urgency and with input from parents and teachers.
Well, we so appreciate your willingness to come out of retirement to devote your energies, and they are considerable, to helping solve the problems with Detroit Public Schools.
Well, you're welcome.
We've been talking about the effort to restore Detroit Public Schools to financial solvency. Stephen Rhodes, retired federal bankruptcy judge and the transition manager for Detroit Public Schools. Again, Judge Rhodes, thank you so much for joining us today on the program.
You're welcome.